Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So, continuing on with Halacha Dalet and Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim, we've been discussing the idea of Achila Ra, Achila Mechoeres, Achila Mevi'el Yidei Shvichos Damim. So this is where the Rambam introduces, by combining two halachos into one, the principle of Asilim Shuchay, the addictive quality, and it's very noteworthy because the Rambam has not appealed to the oft-cited principle of Nidon Al Shem Sofo. He's just talking about this begeder, asi le'imshuchay, is something which, is a mechayev in its own right, but part of the mechayev is a mechayev which is inherently, forward-looking, but it's not nidon al shem sofo. You actually have to be chayev mishum des achila ra. That's a very important distinction. So it's a combination, actually, of two distinctive halachos based in Gemara Sanhedrin Dafayin. Both are, interestingly enough, memros of Rabbi Rav Yosef. One of them about basar chai and yayin chai, and the other is about basar maliach and yayin migito, which created quite a controversy. So the halach is the following: achol basar chai v'shasi yayin chai pater shezeh keri hu v'en adam yachol limashech bazeh v'chein imachol basar maliach biyom mashlishim lichaso shasa yayin migito. It doesn't define what that is. Pater she'en adam yachol limashech bazeh. So this is what you have in the Gemara, essentially. And the Radvaz, was apoplectic about the Rambam. He says, where did the Rambam come up with this idea that Yain is only Shloshi Yamim? Because the Gemara concludes by saying that Yain Tosei Sendu Mishum Gilei V'Kamet Tisaso Shloshi Yamim Hachamai. So Hasam Mishum Simcha, that's the context of Erev Tisha B'Av, the Suda Mavsekes, there's a Kula of Yain Migito, Kolzman Shukishlamim, Nami isbe din simcha hacham bishum imshuchehu v'chol shulo mimshach. Right, sounds like that's the basar din v'yayin ad arbaim yom. So the Radvaz says, so the Rambam clearly meant that yayin was shloshi yamim. I find that to be a very strange Radvaz. He says, I don't understand. Even if the Rambam thought that there was a machlokes here, in the Gemara, and he ended up in the Bach. By the way, in Aruch Chaim, Tavkun Din Beis actually says something very similar, which may be equally strange, that the Rambam is defining Yain Migito as Shloshi Yamim. And if there's a big machlokes, the Rambam should, paskin Lakula and Dina Nefashos. He should go all the way until Arbaim Yom. So the Radvaz, finishes his broadside against the Rambam. He reads the Gemara as a question, which is very difficult. Lo hayo lo lifsok b'din nefashos sahachmir, right? He should have been makel as soon as the wine is 3 days, not overnight, because there's a way of reading the Gemara which says yain b'chol shehu. So the Radvaz is very upset at the Rambam. So I would say tzarchian on the Radvaz, because the Rambam is very, very consistent throughout the Adach Hazaka. If you look in Hilchos Trumos, if you look in Yisroel Mizbeach, Perek Vav, Perek Zayin, the Rambam always defines Yain Begito as Arbaim Yom. I don't think the Rambam in Sefer Shoftim necessarily needed to come back and tell you that. The Chiddush, the separate halacha, is when it's a pure din in Simcha, like it is Suda Mavsekes, the Isser Basar, Isser Yain, is rooted only in Simcha. So there, the Rambam goes out of his way to explain that it's a different gedder. Let me just read you that halacha. This is Hilchos Tanios Perakei Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam says over there the following: Avol Shoseyu Yain Migito, Zisuta Mavsekes, you could have Yain Migito, Sheyeshlo Shlosha Yamim Opachos. There he has to define. Ve'ochel Psar Maliach Sheyeshlo Shlosha Yamim Oyaser. That's a special halacha, right? Because the Basar is already outside of the gedder of shlamim, v'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samachta teshem ukecha, and the yayin is yeshlo shlamim yam. If it doesn't have shlosh yamim mopachos, if it's less than that, so there's not any din of simcha whatsoever. But if you want to define yayin migito, it's a definition b'chol atarah kula. It's exactly what the Rambam paskins in Yisrei Mizbeach twice, Hilchos Trumos as well, hey chaf hey, and exactly what the Rambam says here that ben sora mora, has a basar after 3 days, or yayin migito, which is typically defined until the 40th day, yayin ad arbaim yom, exactly what the Gemara says, right? So this isn't like, the Rambam, is being, some kind of a machmir in dina nefashos. The Rambam is just reading the Gemara. The Rambam is just saying that this is, what the ikar hadin is. It's very clear from the Gemara that that's the definition because of asi le'im shuchay. And like I said before, the Rambam is not appealing to Nidon al Shem Sofo. You know, he's being killed now, Yomuz Akav, Yomuz Chayev. That's not the psak of the Rambam. It's just a question of what is the gad there of Achila Ro, Mechueres, Hamavi, Olidei Shvichos Damim, and therefore it has to be Asi Le'im Shuchay.